Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell, talking about matters of community interest. Our guest today on Voices is Mr. Bruce Olivier. Bruce is a businessman retired in Slidell, teacher of many Sunday school classes, other Bible studies, and just a man of God. And I asked Bruce to talk with us a little bit today and maybe give us some insight as we approach Father's Day on the third Sunday in June, that he may give us some things to think about, some food for thought, things that we might consider as we prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate dads. So welcome, Bruce. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Well, Bob, several years ago, I received an impressive title.
Okay.
And I cherish that title. In fact, I cherish that title above all other achievements in my life. And I'd like to point out that I didn't do a lot to achieve the title, but it's still the most important thing in my life. And there's something else that I want to point out, and that is, although I received the title 7 times, it's still the most precious and prestigious title that I have, and that is the title of grandfather. You know, Bob, Mark chapter 10 tells us that Jesus told his disciples, "Let the little children come unto me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And Scripture also tells us that Jesus took them into his arms and he blessed them. And I truly believe that when Jesus blessed them, he blessed the grandfathers as well. And what a blessing that was. But with every blessing comes a certain amount of responsibility. And although a tremendous amount of responsibility goes to the father of our children, and we don't want to diminish that responsibility at all, the blessing and the responsibility also flows over to the grandfather. See, someone needs to place these little children in the arms of their Savior. And once that is done, the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest.
So you see the role of the grandfather as the spiritual advisor, the patriarch of the family, the spiritual leader?
Absolutely, Bob. I think it's the absolute responsibility for a grandfather and a grandmother to show the children exactly what they need. And what they need more than anything else is Jesus Christ in their life. You know, I find the childish questions, the unsure steps, and sometimes stumbling words of my grandchildren to be incredibly priceless. But these precious times are much more than amusing because their little minds are like dry sponges. They're ready to soak up everything that is said. And Bob, it's at these times that I want to do it right. You see, I want to use those precious times, those precious moments, to have eternal input into the hearts of my grandchildren. You know, our Savior's heart must be broken when we see helpless little children that are hurt. But his heart must also be broken when parents and grandparents neglect to bring them to the Lord. Remember what he said, "Bring the little children unto me." And remember, in that same verse, Bob, Jesus was indignant because the disciples had turned them away. You know, I'm sure as a pastor that you realize this, but 85% of those who come to Christ did so before the age of 18, which shows us not only importance, but also the urgency of sharing Christ with our children. You know, many times, even caring Christians can cause them to stumble by telling them that they are too young to receive the Lord. But Bob, the Holy Spirit speaks to the young with the same voice that he speaks to the old. And although a young person might know the entire Scripture, they certainly know, without a doubt, that Jesus Christ has come to live in their hearts.
Amen. Well, what do you see as some of the differences in the role between the father and the grandfather? How are those roles different? And what are some of the factors that allow the grandfather to do different things than the dad?
Let me put it this way, Bob. We have a situation in America where we have fathers that do not take the role that they need to in raising their children. Not in all cases, but in many. But you know, the thing that we have to do is to lead the little ones. We have to lead the little ones to the Lord. But all we have to really do is encourage them. And so many times, fathers are too busy to encourage their kids. But these kids come wide-eyed and trusting. And you know, when we lead them at an early age, we don't have to wade through the years of garbage that has accumulated in their lives. All we have to do is lead them to Jesus. Then sit back and thank God for all the years of heartache that they missed because they met him as little children. You know, children are treasures. But we live in a time, Bob, that many see our children as totally expendable. Expendable before they're even born. And the ones that are lucky enough to be born, we want them to hurry up and grow up. How many times have you heard a parent say, "Why don't you just grow up?" Well, they don't just grow up at will, simply because they are children, which is the way God designed them. The treasures of our world and the treasures of our home. You know, God gave thorough instructions to the children of Israel on how to instruct their little ones. That was the important thing to God at that time, and it's no less important to God today. We need to instill in our children, as well as all children around us, that they are important. We need to teach them the value of each human being that God created. We need to teach them to understand the nature of unconditional love, and unconditional love the Father has for each of his creation.
You know, that's one of the advantages that grandparents have, because grandparents can kind of take a step back from the normal day-to-day and invest the time in the children in two ways. One, to teach them things, but also to be a role model and to be an example so that the children can see in your life that which you've been talking about. It's not a matter of don't do what I do, but do what I say. It's a matter of both. Listen to what I'm telling you, but also watch my life. Let me show you how love is supposed to be.
Amen. But the other thing, Bob, that a grandparent can add to the life of a child is a positive message. In my opinion, what our culture needs is more children with positive messages. Positive messages is just oozing out of them. Because what we as believers pour into their little hearts about their importance is not the same thing that the world pours into them. We are precious in his sight is not just the message the world brings to our kids. This is not the message that they hear. And you know, nowhere in Scripture does our Heavenly Father call us adults of God. He calls us children of God.
Interesting. I like it.
And something else, Bob, I've never found a verse that said, "Why don't you just grow up?" Could that be that he doesn't want us to grow up? You see, we are children of a true living God, and we will always be a child of the true living God. And you know something, Bob? That's perfectly all right with me.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I've heard it said that a lot of times after children grow up, parents want to go back to the days. If I could only go back to the days when I took them to the ballpark, if I could go back to this and go back to that. It's an important time when we remember those things, but yet they seem to pass so quickly, don't they? Those years just fly by.
Absolutely. It's the same way with our kids. When our kids are growing up, we miss the days when we're toddlers, and we miss the days when they're teenagers. But you know, when we're raising a family, we really do not have the leisure of being able to spend the time, the quality time that we can spend with our grandkids. But we have to make every minute count.
Amen. Amen.
It's just so important. One of the things that we sometimes overlook in the book of Mark is that Jesus blessed the children fervently, meaning that he prayed to his Father out loud for each child. And we should not, you know, what we need to do is take notice that this is such an important scripture. You see, every chance we get, we should be praying out loud for and with our children. Bob, our children are growing up in a world void of prayer. And our children are being made to believe that prayer is something to be ashamed of. But listening to open prayer from someone in the family, someone that they love, someone that they respect, has the ability to dispel that forest. You know, our children need to learn early not to be ashamed of their true living God. But parents and grandparents need to learn even earlier that they are the ones to teach them. Bob, whether we realize it or not, grandfathers are a great influence on their grandchildren. And that influence can be either good or bad. And if we choose to relinquish that responsibility, we can rest assured there will be someone else out there that will teach them with their evil agenda.
This is exactly right. You know, for us to be the leader, you know, the scripture gives us the role as a head of the home and a priest of the family. And as a grandfather, we don't relinquish that role for our generations that follow us. We keep the role. So it's very true what you say, the importance of saying and modeling for our kids exactly what Christ called us to do. Good yeah. thought. I like it.
There's one other thing that I think we'd be remiss in not talking about, and that's discipline of children. And you know, Bob, I think in too many instances, then we underestimate the children's thinking as well as their abilities. And with that, we give underlying messages as we're disciplining them that they are inferior. And although this may sound complicated because we think we need to be a psychologist to raise children, you know, we are given perfect instruction within the pages of our holy word. And the Bible says that we are to discipline our children. In fact, Proverbs 29:15 says it very clear. Correct your son and he will give you delight. He will be the delight of your soul. But it also says, just like our Heavenly Father, we are to heap huge amounts of love on them, assuring them that they will be precious in our sight and preserving their self-esteem. It needs to be a balance. But it also, the thing that we need to do is assure them that they have a Savior. A Savior that loves them so much that he was willing to die on that cross for them. You know, Bob, I love to talk about my grandkids. And I'd like to tell one story about one of my grandkids. And believe me, it was hard to narrow this down to just one. But several years back, I took my grandson deer hunting one Sunday afternoon. He was about 6 years old. When we got to the stand, it was about 15 feet off the ground, accessible only by a small wooden ladder. Well, he looked up at the ladder, and then he looked at me. Then he looked up at the ladder again, and he looked at me. And I'm wondering, what is he thinking?
Uh-huh.
But I had a pretty good idea. But then he did something amazing. He placed his little gloved hand in mine, and he said, "Let's go, Papa." And you know, this is one of the greatest compliments I've ever had. You see, he trusted me. He knew.